Well, well, well. What do we have here? A frightened little boy. Didn't think summoning would work, did you? You did? All right, then. I hope you're ready for what's to come. I am gonna fuck you bloody. You think you can handle that? Not many can. No human has ever endured the intense pleasure I deal with. I hope you'll be able to put up a fight against me, pet. I do like a good struggle. Can you smell that? It's my aphrodisiac. It's the scent of a full-grown succubus, permeating from every inch of my blood-red skin. In just a minute, it will fully entrance you. Your body will betray you. The more you try to fight it, the worse it will be. Your mind will scream for me to stop, but all that will come out of that sweet little mouth of yours is a desperate begging for more. Your hands will grasp for whatever they can, gripping my horns, my breasts, my ass and tail, all of which will only intensify the pleasure. Physical contact with a succubus is doom for humans such as yourself. When your hand grips me, you will never be able to let go. Not until I'm finished with you. Oh, now you're really looking frightened. Not what you expected. Perhaps you just wanted a good lay. But where would the fun be in that? No, 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 no. By inviting me here, you completely surrendered yourself to me. You can try to escape, of course. If you want to survive this ordeal with your mind intact, you'll have to find a way out quick. But you better hope I don't catch you, or I will have that oh so amusing struggle I was looking forward to. Falling down on your knees already. You're right, of course. Fighting would be futile. Though I'll admit I am disappointed. You don't look like a boy who'd be ready for a fucking. If you didn't want to get fucked, then why in heavens did you call me here? Are you an idiot? Oh, I'll give you company if that's what you wish for, but sadly for you, I don't deal with the soft company I think you'd hope for. Now listen to me, you pathetic little human. You summoned a succubus. You should know what that means. Ugh, don't apologize like that. Most humans plead for their lives, repeating sorry as a self-defense, as if it would help. You're not doing that. You seem genuinely sorry for calling me here. A shame, really, but don't worry. I will make you plead for mercy like all the rest. Oh, okay? What are you doing? Why the fuck are you okay with this? Look, I'm starting to see what makes you upset. But you don't have a choice. You made a contract with me the instant you summoned me. I will fuck you. Enough with the okays and sorries. Why did you call me here tonight? Truly, what was your plan when I turned up? Just because you're lonely doesn't mean you should call upon a succubus. Don't you know who we are? We work for the devil. I am the epitome of the seven hells of pleasure, and that will be my gift to you. Ugh, fuck me. Okay, I'll cut the act. Listen, I'm sorry for the things I said. It was all part of the play, all right? I don't think you're pathetic, and I don't know you well enough to say that you're an idiot, though summoning me was stupid. I think I understand what's going on. Let me go through it, and you can stop me if I'm wrong, okay? Okay. You're not actually looking for a good lay, right? As a succubus, I can sense your intentions and lust. You're frustrated, but not for sexual interactions. You just want to be with someone. Am I right so far? That's what I thought. So, tonight you decided to take a shot in the dark and summon me to get physical contact, without the intention of getting fucked. You just wanted someone to hold you. Correct? No, don't apologize, sweetie. It's honestly nothing to be ashamed of, at all. And I'm sorry to say so, but you made a mistake. Come, sit on the bed with me. Take my hand. You don't need to worry about the never letting go thing. I won't do that to you. Smell the air. The aphrodisiac is almost completely gone. I'm not gonna force you to do anything. Do you want me to hold you? That's what you're hoping for, wasn't it? So come here. Let me hug you. Good boy. The thing is, when you summoned me, you made a pact. A contract which can't be broken, or it will have horrible repercussions. I don't want that for you. But I also don't want to force myself on you. However, we need to have sex. Or at the very least, I need your cum. Do you understand? I can feel you trembling in my arms. I'm sorry, dear. We can do this in a few different ways. I can help you get off handjob, blowjob, boojob, and anything, really. Or I can simply strip for you. You can watch my naked body to help yourself get off and shoot your cum on me. Another thing I could do is give you a little of my aphrodisiac, just a little bit. Your mind would still be present and you'd have complete control. You would just be aroused. And just a few strokes would make you come. Do you understand what I'm saying? We really don't have a choice, but we could do it any way you want. Of course, sweetie. I can hold you a little longer. There's no rush. I'm here for however long you need me. I'll try my best to make you as comfortable as I can. You're clinging onto me as if your life depended on it. I'm really sorry about all this. I know you felt like you didn't have a choice. It's horrible to feel so alone. I hope you won't hate me for what we have to do. You seem like a sweet person, not like the usual sleazeballs who call for me. I will be with you. Do you have any ideas for what you want to do about it? Of course, I'd be happy to help you out. That's what I'm here for, after all. Don't worry about all the things I said when I first arrived. You'll give me your cum the way you want. We'll go slow, and I'll try my best to take good care of you. You don't know where to start? Okay. I'll guide you. I want to ask you something, and don't take this as an insult, but you're inexperienced with this, aren't you? Like, very inexperienced. No, that's completely fine. I think it's nice. Even if you feel awful about it, I'm glad there are still some people who take their time, despite feeling like you're missing out on things. Let me tell you, the actual sex part, it's quite overrated. Just don't feel ashamed of who you are, okay? Have you ever kissed a girl in your adult life? Then pucker up, stud. How'd you like it? Did it feel good? I'm glad. Are you feeling okay so far? Okay. Then let's try something extra. Yes, darling, you should talk. Just try to match my movement, okay? Good. Very good. You're a great kisser. I can feel that you're fitting into this. You're doing great. You're a good boy, aren't you? I'm happy I can be the one to guide you through this. Feels like a privilege. What? You're definitely not wasting my time here. I don't want you to ever think that again. All right? Good. I can feel your cock getting hard. You're getting excited, aren't you? I'm glad. I hope you'll let me help you through all the steps. I don't think you can notice it, but your cock smells absolutely amazing. I really hope you'll let me play with it, but that will have to wait for now. I assume you haven't ever seen a naked girl before? I don't mean in porn, silly. I mean with you. One standing right in front of you and will let her touch you anywhere she wants. Figured. So, I will undress for you. I know I don't exactly have much clothes on. It's kind of iconic for a succubus. But I will reveal what I have on. After all, they're covering the most interesting parts, aren't they? There's one thing you should know, though. Most girls won't look like this, alright? I mean, besides having red skin, my body is quite perfect. That's not a brag, it's simply how us succubi are formed. Whenever we're summoned, we change our bodies into the features the summoner finds most arousing. And I'll admit, I quite like this body. You have good taste. So, I'll give you a little show. First, my boobs. Off with this skimpy rags covering my nipples. And here we go. They're quite nice. I mean, I know you will like it, but I rather do as well. Just the perfect shape and feel. Pushing them together like this looks pretty hot, doesn't it? I think they will fit absolutely perfectly in your hand. I'm looking forward to having you fill me up. Not quite yet, sweetie. I'll take my panties and these thigh highs off first. Unless you want me to keep the stockings on? Sure thing. But you want the panties off at least, don't you? Good. I'm hoping that means you'll want to put a little something inside me. How about I turn my ass to you and slowly bend over as I pull my panties over my ass? Do you like what you see, darling? Judging by your expression, I think you do. And with these panties off, I can straddle your lap. I'm all yours now, darling. You don't have to be afraid of touching me. I promise nothing bad will happen. Go ahead. Grope my breasts, sweetie. Like I said, I'm all yours. I was right. They fit perfectly in your hands. Good boy. Squeeze them tightly. Use your fingers on my nipples. Very good. Yes, it feels great. You're so gentle. Not at all what I'm used to. You can suck on them. Well, you're really good at this, you know. Using your tongue around my nipples like that. It really feels amazing. Good boy. Darling, your cock has been poking me since I sat down on you. It's about to burst. So, you have to make your choice. How do you want this to go? You look a little puzzled. Hard to decide. It doesn't have to be just one orgasm. I know men are very sensitive after they've come, but I can help that. It would mean I'd use some of my aphrodisiac, but it would only to get your cock reinvigorated. You think you'd be okay with that? Great. So, how do you want to start? Personally, I would love to suck your cock and swallow down all your cum. Then, if you'd have me, I'd like your next load inside my pussy. How does that sound? I'm happy you like my plan. Then, shall we start? I'll get down on my knees in front of you. Here's the source of this delicious smell. To think that a good boy like you has such a big boy hidden in his pants. I'll use my boobs for you. Are you ready? Then prepare for some pleasure you've never felt before. Oh, wow. Even your cock is a perfect fit for my breasts. How does it feel? Rubbing my breasts up and down your cock. Judging from your face, I'll guess it feels very, very good for you. I'll use my tongue for you, too. I'm sure you noticed when we kissed, but it's not a human tongue. It's much longer, and I can wrap it around the tip of your cock like this. Feels good, doesn't it? Coming? Yes, of course, sweetie. Be a good boy and come in my mouth. It's okay. Do it. Come for me. Fuck. I love cum. And yours tastes so fucking sweet. I hope you liked your first boob job, darling. What's wrong? Are you worried about coming too early? Don't be silly. It's completely okay. It's perfectly normal to come early the first few times. It's nothing to be ashamed of, okay? Good. So, now that you don't have to worry about that, how was it? Please tell me you could enjoy it even a little bit. Oh, I'm glad. I definitely liked it, too. Your cock is honestly perfect. A good cock for a good boy. So, darling, I have what I need now. If you want, we can end the night here. Or we could go all the way. All you'd need is some licks for my tongue glazed with aphrodisiac, and you'll be good to go again. So, what do you... Oh, wow. You're getting bold. I didn't expect you to answer me with a kiss. I'm happy. I want to be the one to take you through it. I'll be gentle, I promise. Lie down on the bed for me, and I'll use my tongue to get you ready again. How does that feel, sweetie? Just give it a couple seconds and you'll be as hard as before. Come to think of it, you've never seen a pussy either, have you? And take a good look. If I spread my lips, can you see? This is where your cock will go. Can you imagine? Such a tight hole. How could your marvelous cock fit through it? I'll tell you, darling. It'll stretch for you. Just enough to fit your precious cock inside me. And it looks like your cock is ready now. I bet the thoughts of my pussy stretching for you helped you get hard, didn't it? Just stay lying down like that. I'll be on top. Are you ready? Yeah? What are you ready for? Tell me. You're such a good boy, aren't you? Yes, darling. I'll sit on your cock. Your entire cock is inside me. How do you feel? It's an intense feeling, isn't it? It might be overwhelming at first, but soon you'll only feel really good. I'm gonna start riding you now. Tell me if you want me to stop, okay? Inside me since I first started to smile your excitement. It's so good. And you? Are you okay? Oh, thank you, darling. It makes me feel very happy to know I can satisfy you so well. Don't worry about your voice. Let it out. It's really sexy to hear men moan. Oh, yeah. Just like that. Oh, fuck. You're turning me on so bad right now. Oh, sweetie. Oh, I love this. Your gentle touch on my body. The sweet moans in your precious cock. I'm so happy you called for me tonight. Oh, you're doing so great, baby. Just like I told you before, I'm yours tonight. Touch me wherever you want. You can grip my ass, cut my boobs, or take hold of my horns. Actually, can you grab my tail? Fuck. Yeah. My tail is really sensitive. No, you don't hold it too hard. It feels great, sweetie. Can you move your hand up and down it? Almost like you're jerking your own cock. Fuck, yes. Oh, that's good. Oh, you're so gentle with me. Oh, I haven't felt like this in eons. Oh, good boy. Oh, suck on my tits. Fuck. Your cock in my pussy. Your hand on my tail. And your mouth on my breast. I can't stand it. I'm sorry, sweetie. Oh, this is supposed to be your moment, not mine. How are you feeling? Are you feeling good? Yeah? Just let me know if you want me to do anything else for you. Yeah, I'll kiss you. You're perfect, darling. Huh? I'll stop. I'm sorry, did I do something wrong? Oh, that's fine. You can come inside me. You want to come inside me, right? I promise it'll feel great. Mm-hmm. So, don't worry about anything and just come whenever you want. I'll go a little faster until you pop. I'll take your cum all over it. Fuck. Oh, it feels so good to slide my ass down on your thighs every time I fall on your cock. Hey, you wanna do something really kinky you can only do for a succubus? Yeah? Take my tail in your mouth. Yes! Suck on it. Please? It'll help me come with you. And I really, really want to come as you pour your load into me. Yes! Thank you. Fuck! It feels really fucking good. I should have known you'd be good at this when you're such a fantastic kisser. Okay, I'm so close. Fuck, are you? Yeah, oh, come for me. Don't wait, just do it. I'll come with you. Whenever I feel your cock pulsing inside me, I'll come all over it. Come for me. Good boy, be my good boy, and come. Holy fuck. I feel your load gushing inside me. Oh, I have to lie down. Here, lay your head on my chest. You are so good. I'm not exaggerating when I say this. I haven't felt like this for eons. I can't remember the last time I felt this satisfied and pleased. I don't think it's only about the sex, even if it was great. You're just such a precious person. Fuck. I hope you felt as good as I did, since I didn't use any of my aphrodisiac. I can't really tell. Are you happy? Are you satisfied? Thank you. I'm glad we could make each other feel good. Oh, no, I don't have to leave yet. I can stay with you for a bit. Are you getting tired? Sex can be pretty exhausting, and you came twice. You can fall asleep like this. I'll stay with you until you do. But listen, I won't be here when you wake up, alright? Don't be sad. It's just the way this succubus thing works. I'm gonna bend the rules a little for you, though. Usually a summoning like this only works once. But if you're okay with it, I'll give you a mark that'll let you summon me anytime you want. Is that okay? Yeah? Great. Only you and other succubi will be able to see it. Mwah. There. Marked on the tip of your nose. That mark means you're mine. Not that I own you, but more as a mark that you're my client. That sounds way too business, but you get what I mean. No other succubus will come to you now. And it's not only for your sake. I don't think I'd want any other succubi to have you. I've grown fond of you after this evening. I hope that's okay. You're the sweetest. Then we'll see each other whenever you want to. One last thing before I let you sleep. I am so, so proud of you.